Morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 12-lead EKG on patient William Starick, S-T-A-R-I-C-K. On 9/11/25, Mr. Starick performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complex is normal, T waves normal, the paragraph impression normal, EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Georgia and G-E-O-R-G-E-A-N-N-E, Wigan. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. On 9/11/25, Mrs. Wigan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/11/25, there's been no significant change period. Paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Shelby Bryant. This goes to the VA. On 9/11/25, Mr. Bryant performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was about 1. And the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was reversibility of the airways obstruction with persistent moderate reduction of forced vital capacity. Compared to a prior study dated 6/11/25, there's been no significant change. Period. Of paragraph impression, moderate restriction with reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change. Next, six-minute walk test on the same patient, Shelby Bryan. On 9/11/25, Mr. Bryan performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulation, the room air saturation was 98% period. The patient walked 325 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97% period. New paragraph impression, moderate reduction of exercise capacity without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Welton Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 9/11/25, Mr. Hatcher performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was greater than 1. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/6/25, there's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression. Minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Thank you.